This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good day. Take us home, Steve.
Hey, my closing remarks today is going to be, I'm going to share a personal, kind of a personal story with you, but it's also a story that I think is relatable to a lot of people. And I think a lot of people can put themselves in the place. And I think the question I want to ask is, who are you talking to? And who are you listening to? That's an important question to ask yourself constantly. Who are you talking to and who are you listening to? If you want to change your life, if you really want to progress in life, if you really want to be what God has intended for you to be, if you really want to accomplish all your dreams and aspirations, you got to pay real close attention to who you talking to and who you listening to. These two things are critical. You know, I'm going to share you a story as much as I can without being too specific, but just to see if you can relate. I was in a meeting one time with some TV executives, and they were in this meeting to talk about how we could increase the ratings on my talk show. And whenever I take a meeting with news execs, I'll listen to them, because if you have a way that I can improve, I'm always listening. But in the entire meeting of how to increase your ratings, all they were doing was telling me what I wasn't. And that's not how you improve. You have to tell me who I should be. So you can't tell me what I am isn't working, because to me, clearly it is, because who I am has gotten me this far. Now, if you can tell me what I need to add to that, I'm okay. But once again, you got to be careful who you talking to and careful who you listening to. So the list started. The one thing I thought I would listen to was one of them said, don't cuss so much. Okay, I could take that, because that could be offensive to some people. Okay, so I took that. Okay, that's something I can't do, but really to get to what you all trying to hear, I need to know what to do. And then it started into things of just negativity. And one of the things that one of the guys said to me was, don't talk about God so much. And I said, excuse me? He said, don't talk about God so much. And that threw me off a little bit. And I'm just looking at him. He said, because this isn't a religious show or a spiritual show. And I was thinking to him, well, it's not spiritual to you. But the whole fact of me even being on a show is a miracle to me. The fact that I've reached the levels in this business that I have is a miracle to me. So this not being spiritual for you, I understand. But my whole walk is nothing but grace and favor. So I was sitting there looking at him and I said, well, that's not going to happen. Because a long time ago when I had nothing, I made a promise to God. I told God, I said, if you let me make it, when I get there, I'm going to tell everybody it was you. And you know why I made that promise? Because I was out of ideas. Because I was out of moves to make. I was all out of what to do next. I was all out of bright ideas. You ever been there before? Where you feel like you just out? Well, guess what? I told God I was out. And I was going to step aside and let him in. And now I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I make the moves you tell me to move, and I'll go where you tell me to go. And if I make it, God, when I get there, I'm going to tell everybody it was you. That's why when I start this radio show, I start the radio show the way I do. When I was doing stand-up before I started, I said, before I get started, I want to just say that God is everything to me. And without God, I never, ever would have been nothing. I said that every single night before I started my show. Guess what? I was keeping my promise. So I wasn't going to break my promise for some people at a talk show. See, but you got to be careful who you talking to. And then even more so, you got to be careful who you listening to. Now, in that meeting with them, I found that it was my last meeting with them ever. They never met with me again. And I knew something was going on because Christmas, there was no Christmas gift sent to my set. There was no birthday gift sent to my set. Oh, and next thing I knew, everything was canceled. But you know what? I never stopped talking about God. I never stopped talking about faith. I stop listening. I don't listen to people that tell me what to do about my faith. And I look up, and today, I'm in better shape than I've ever been in my life. Because I chose to honor him in spite of what they were telling me to do. So now, where are they versus where am I? It's because I pay very close attention to who I'm talking to. And I pay real close attention to who I'm listening to. And I spend more time talking to God and listening to God than I do anybody. And that right there is a true testament to why I am where I am today. Because I am but by the grace of God. And I'll never forget that. And I'll never let nobody tell me different. Those are my closing remarks today. You might see yourself in there somewhere. If you do, that's good. Hey, look, talk to God, y'all. He loves you. Y'all have a good day. See you tomorrow. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.